Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check test. Thank you. shit. Check, one, two. Hey. Check, check, check. Two, two. Motherfucking G-A-Yah. Hey, 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 everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. Back with you for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It is Wacky Wednesday, October 2nd, 2013. I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Tonight's show is topic-based. This is something that I've more or less wanted to touch on sooner or later. I definitely wanted for a long time to dedicate a show to the dark web. And I honestly have a very vague idea of what the dark web is, and I have a few callers lined up. That are going to call in a little bit and hopefully shed some light on that. But today, federal agents shut down Silk Road, a $1 billion sprawling black market bazaar on the internet, where hitmen advertised their services and thousands of drug dealers hawked heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine. Ross Ulbricht, a 29-year-old physicist, allegedly known as Dead Pirate Roberts. Oh, I'm sorry, Dread Pirate Roberts. Or DPR for short, I guess. This dude, Ross, appeared Wednesday in a federal court here in San Francisco to face charges of narcotics trafficking, money laundering, computer hacking, and soliciting a murder for hire as the alleged creator and operator of this. All of this. Acting as the alleged creator and operator of the Silk Road website. And so tonight we'll talk about this case in particular, and then and also hopefully just take a dive into the dark web and kind of figure out how it works and stuff. I know a lot of people have heard of it, but you don't really hear too much about how it works. Like, how do you get there? As I understand, it's more or less hidden, more or less what they call hidden websites. But these websites are hidden on networks that are not connected to the internet. That's my bare bones basic understanding, and I'm glad to have folks on tonight that will have way more knowledge than me on this and can correct me or embellish my definition. Holy fucking guacamole, there's a shit ton of people in my chat room. Damn, thanks for coming out, kids. Let's give some hellos to my users here. Big ups to Absalom. Oh, also, Absalom, I hope I'm not blowing your cover, dude. I think people know you're Josh, but sorry if you didn't want them to know, but they know now. Josh was on the show, was it Monday, when we had Stanley on? Fucking awesome show. That was... that Monday show with the last two shows I did with the resident and then with back to back with The Resident and Stanley are my favorite shows to date. I thought they were great. If you missed them, you should go back and listen to them. If you know Stanley Cohen at all, if you or even if you just like know of him, follow him on Twitter and stuff. Fascinating guy. He lived a long, wild life as an attorney and as a fucking humanitarian, whatever you want to call him. He's a cool guy. If you missed that show, check it out. It was Monday night. It's in my archives. So, well, where was I going with that? Oh, yeah, Josh. Okay, so Josh calls in. It was great to have him on the show. Awesome. Now, last night, I got an interesting, a few interesting prank calls. And they came from the same number. And there were several calls, and I would say there were maybe four or five calls. I don't know. Two went to voicemail. Two of them I took. The first time, the caller, I think, was a dude. I'm pretty sure the first caller was a dude. And this dude calls me, and he's like, "Hey, man, hey, what are you wearing? Hey, what are you wearing? What are you doing? What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm wearing clothes, and I'm sitting here." "Oh, yeah, what are you doing? And then he kept talking, and after a while, I was like, "Dude, this voice kind of sounds familiar." And he kept talking, and I was kind of like, "Yeah, this kind of sounds like Josh. I wonder if Josh is pranking me." So I finally just said, "Josh, are you drunk? Are you trying to like prank call me or some shit? Is this Josh?" And he's like, Josh who? Josh Cavelli. Is this Josh Cavelli? Yeah, this is Josh. Okay, right. Well, tell me more, blah, blah, blah. And he keeps talking for a little bit. And then he says his name, well, allegedly his name. He says, like, "Yeah, I think I said, "Are you sure you're Josh?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm Josh Carnivetti or something." Like, "I'm Josh Carnivetti." Like, totally fuck butchers Josh's last name. So I'm like, "All right, dude, you're not Josh." So I fucking, either he hung up or I hung up. Whatever. So no big deal. Then a chick calls, and from the same number, and is like, I don't even know what she's saying. She sounds like she's on fucking heroin. She barely forms sentences. She couldn't form sentences, and she was just kind of mumbling gibberish. And the only thing I caught was she said Emmy, and I was like, "Emmy? Wait, is this Emmy?" She's like, "Yeah, like Jackal's Emmy." Yeah, this is Emmy. Yeah, I'm here with Jackal. I'm like, "No, you're not. I know what Emmy's voice sounds like, and you're not Emmy." And so, boom, got rid of her. They both call back, leave messages. I'm going to play the messages in a little bit. I don't know. Shit, there's a lot of people now. Isn't it? I'll play those messages in a little bit. But yeah, that was interesting to say the least. I don't know. I'd like Emmy to actually be here. Is Emmy here? Emmy, are you out there listening? Because I'll play it when she has confirmed she's listening or not. If not, I'll just get it to her anyway. But So let's take some calls here really quick. Get things started, and then I'll play that voicemail. Let's see. Let's try this caller, unscreened from the 719 area code. You're on the air. Who's this?
What?
Hi, who's this?
This is Josh.
Josh, what's going on?
Vincent, what up, brother?
Nothing. What's happening?
Shit, chilling. What are you doing? How's the show?
It's been great. I think you've been on the line the whole time, so I think you've heard the whole
thing. Am I the only one tonight?
Huh?
Am I the only one?
No. There's plenty more. I'm glad you called back, though, man. I had a great time. Josh, who?
Fucking Cavalia.
Yeah. You're the fucking dude that called me last night, aren't you?
You're such a liar. Why you gotta lie to everybody? You told me you had your pants off and you're beating off, getting me all excited and worked up.
Okay.
Why you gotta
now
censor everybody like that?
Like, all right, dude. Okay, this is the guy that called. This is the number that called me last night.
Are you sure?
I'm positive because I'm looking at my caller ID, and yeah, this is your number. So who are you?
Andy!
Who are you and what do you want? Who are you and what do you want? And who's the bitch that called me too?
Oh, that was me.
No, it didn't sound
Sorry.
Like you did.
I was walking by some people. I didn't want them to hear me swearing on my phone. Little kids, you know.
Right.
Anyways, you fucker. I just wanted to hear your voice. I miss you. Is that so wrong? Why don't you tell everybody the truth about our phone call, then? So I gotta lie.
Keep talking, dude.
I gotta go. I'm about
okay,
to
I'll
take
call.
Off,
I'll
man.
Call you back later, then. How about that?
I hope you have a good night, brother.
Uh-huh. Right.
Unless
tell
I
your
can
girlfriend.
Hear this shit on the radio.
You know what you should do? To have your girlfriend call in. She's funner to talk to.
I'm sure. Hey, man. Everyone stay out the fed.
I just wanted to call
Free
you.
Sabu.
Jacqueline and I are going to, like, snuggle and go to bed. But I'll give you a call back tomorrow, okay? Bye.
Did you hear that? That. Okay, here you go. That was the chick that called in as Emmy. I'm going to play it again. Here, listen to it again.
Hey, it's Emmy. I just wanted to call and Jacqueline and I are going to, like, smoke a bowl and go to bed, but I'll give you a call back tomorrow, okay? Bye.
Yeah, that's supposed to be Emmy. She sounds like she's 12, dude. Here, I'll play it one more time.
Hey, it's Emmy. I just wanted to call and Jacqueline and I are going to, like, smoke a bowl and go to bed, but I'll give you a call back tomorrow, okay? Bye.
Okay, so she's asking me to give her a call back tomorrow, which is today. So, I think I should probably call her. Unfortunately, I think that jerk dick is gonna be the one that answers it. So fuck it. So that happened. If any of you out there recognize that voice, hit me up on Twitter or message me or get a hold of me. Okay, so I've gotten through one person in my chat room that I've acknowledged so far, and there was a half-hour story connected to it, so I apologize. Thanks again, Josh, for hanging out. Actions in the chat room. Also, Anomi. Hello, Anomi. Anticrisis73. What up? Beccolina in the house. COG in the building. Canadian Glenn. What's up, Canadian Glenn? Carrie M213 is in the house. Carrie M123 or 213. Catty Idiot. What up, Catty Idiot? Chef Bone RD. Big ups, Chef Bone RD. City of Flint in the house. Doreen Jackson in the house. Ghost of Honor 69, welcome to the chat room. Green Eyes 66, welcome to the chat room. Guest, our old friend Guest, who spells his name GU357. And for those of you who do not speak Haxor Leet Ease, that spells guest. Speaking of guests, a lot of guest listeners. Hey, guest listeners, I know some of you are lurking. No worries. But check this out. You could also join the chat room, too, if you're new to BTR. Just simply, it takes a minute. You just create an account for free, like any other social networking site or whatever. You know, make a screen name, and bada bing, bada boom, you can go in the chat room and talk shit with all these people. Who else do we have? We have okay, all the guest listeners. Hey, I'm Loki. Hi, I'm Loki. That's so gay. Come on, Loki. It's got to be the gayest. That's so gay. Hi, I'm Loki. Hello. All right, let's all change our names to hello, I'm Vince. Hi there, I'm Steven. That sounds so gay, dude. That's what gay men, I live in San Francisco. That's what gay men say to each other. Seriously. Oh, yes, hello. Hi, I'm Loki. And I was wondering if you'd like to tickle my anus. Nilf Grab says Loki is far from gay. Oh yeah? Did you hook up with Loki, Nilf Grab? Did Nilf hook up with Loki? That's disgusting. Nilf is so fucking hot. I tease. I like Loki. Loki's cool. In fact, I hope Loki calls in at some point. I bet Loki knows a lot about this topic, too. So if you want to call in Loki, please do. Also, in the chat room, we have Hammurabi's Code and Homer Bouvier, J. Geronimo, Kamonra, Lady Zohar. Hello, Lady Zohar. Welcome to the program. Legendary Asshole, My ADD Ninja, Nigger Christ, Org 9, Panzer Bjorn, Perv Pinata, Revolution Radio Rover. Is that Puppy's new handle? Raven Bowden. What up, Raven Bowden? Spyco in the house. Ooh, the real Becca's 43. Hello, darling. Welcome. We also have Toxic in the house. Big ups, Toxic. Thank you for holding things down in the chat room. Toxic could perhaps potentially, if I were able to give like chat room moderation privileges, I might give it to somebody like Toxic, but BTR is crap and I can't do that. Tubby Black. Welcome, Tubby Black. We also have X Knight. Good to see X Knight in the house. It's been a while. And I think X Knight wants to chime in on this subject tonight as well. Also, yo, LOL. And Boom 6. And shit, people keep piling in. This is cool. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. I'm going to just open up the lines, and we can start going in on this. The subject tonight is officially Silk Road. It has been seized by the government, and its alleged creator is behind bars at the moment. And And so here we have yet another cybercrime happening right here in my backyard. So I would imagine I will probably keep an eye on this case a little bit as well. I feel like I'm slowly but surely turning into like the Nancy Grace of cybercrime. You know, like all I do now is just shows about people getting arrested for hacking and shit. Which, I mean, it's not a bad niche to have, I guess. It's interesting stuff. I find it fascinating. I just apologize to the folks that maybe want to see more diversity. I'm going to try to get a mix up in the future and get some guests that are in other areas of interest. Anyway, back to Silk Road. If you are familiar with Silk Road, maybe you even participated or visited Silk Road, participated at, you know, in whatever, acquiring services through Silk Road. I'd love to hear from somebody who had an experience doing that. If you have any experience with Silk Road, I'd love to hear your thoughts and your experiences. So let's go to the phone lines here. And, wow, we got quite a few people called in. We'll start off with Nigger Christ. What's up, Nigger Christ?
Hey, well, Gucci, man, how be?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, bro. I'm curious about the Silk Road thing that just happened. Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, man. See, this dumbass done use his own email with his own damn name in it to promote his damn drug website on the internet. What a dumbass.
Yeah, that's good. So that's how he was caught. Is they tracked him back through his email? Like, what kind of fucking cyber criminal is that?
Yeah, that and this dumbass had some fake IDs being mailed right to his own doorstep.
Really?
Yeah, man. That's what this article here says. He had some fake IDs coming to his doorstep, uh-huh. And they came and asked him about it, and he even mentioned the Silk Road like a dumbass.
Well, I mean, you know, I was thinking about it. What's really different between Silk Road and, say, Craigslist? It's simply a forum for individual parties to, you know, people with somebody that wants something, you know, something that has something to give away. It's simply just another marketplace, another venue for them to transact. You wouldn't shut down a McDonald's if there was somebody committed a drug deal inside the McDonald's, would you?
I guess not, but there's plenty of reasons to shut down McDonald's other than that.
Now... Now, that being said, if you have this site with a lot of nefarious activity going on, illegal things being illegal transactions, whatever, transaction of contraband of whatever sort, I say don't go after the website, go after the individual criminals that are frequenting these sites. Turn it into use it as a honeypot. Come on, they don't tell me they don't have the fucking means to do that. Hell, for all we know, it was a honeypot.
Yeah, man, these white people be doing some clever ass things.
Yeah, that's right. We're fucking smart, dude. Except when it comes to coming up with fake emails.
Yeah, man, that's why we president now.
we are president now?
Yeah, we, the niggas, we present now.
Well, I'm sorry, did you say you're present, as in you're here?
Nah, president, nigga Obama.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's what I thought you said, president. You know that he's half white, right?
Yeah, but that other half, that's the guy all the white guilt voters out there trying to vote for the first black president.
Insightful as always. Thank you, Nigger Christ. Let's take some more calls, shall we? Let's go on screen to the 916. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi. Who's there? And what's on your mind?
This is Ron.
Ron, what's going on?
I was just about to ask you the same thing. You know what? I've never tuned into your show before, but
okay.
I hope you won't mind me saying so, but I think you need a better class of call-in guests.
Really?
Yeah, that's what you need.
Okay.
Maybe punch it up a little if you really want to be the Nancy Grace of cybercrime. But that's okay. You know, it was interesting, something you said a moment ago. You said, couldn't they make this into a honeypot? And then I was thinking to myself exactly what you said in the next sentence is, how do we know it wasn't a honeypot?
Synchronicity,
no,
bro. Synchronicity,
your pardon?
Bro.
Yeah.
Synchronicity, yeah. Bro.
Exactly. So, you know,
great minds. Great minds think alike.
Great minds think alike. Absolutely. So, you're probably sitting in front of some sort of screen. You can probably pull up Sac B on another window or something and check out a story that I just happened to find while I was sitting on hold waiting to talk to you, which I thought was kind of interesting and maybe even relevant to your topic tonight.
Great. Can you give us a brief summation of that that article?
Yeah, the short version is, no connection, but just by sheer coincidence, I happen to be calling from Roseville. And SACB is reporting that some schmuck from Roseville, I'm sorry, I just have to laugh because it's an absurd story, actually. This guy, some schmuck from Roseville apparently got busted today, I guess, when he took his package of 4 pounds of meth down to the local post office and tried to mail it out, apparently with some discrepancies as regards to the addressing. So they picked the guy up. Apparently, you know, I'm guessing that maybe, you know, the return address was, like, scrawled illegibly or some such thing, but can you believe that? Some turkey takes 4 pounds of meth, puts it in a box, walks it down to the local post office, and says, could you guys please mail this for me? I mean, is that hilarious?
I think I know that guy. Yeah, his name's Goofy Bone.
Goofy Bone.
Ah, damn!
Yeah,
okay.
That's why he hasn't been around lately, by the way. I don't know if you knew that, Nigger Christ.
That sounds like something his ass would do.
Yeah. Yeah. He's always getting into trouble for all kinds of shit. So, Ron, have you ever visited Silk Road or a site like it? Or do you have any direct experience with the dark web, if you will?
That's several different questions. Let me break it down. No, I never visited Silk Web precisely for reasons that were, I think, made clear by the evening news tonight, which is, gee, gosh, you know, surprise, surprise, now that they've found kind of the root of this thing. The FBI guys who actually have a technical department, surprise, surprise, are going to be going through all of the data they can glean from it with a fine-tooth comb. And, you know, some of these people who, certainly some of the people who are selling stuff, and perhaps even a whole lot of the people who are buying stuff are going to be getting surprise knocks on their door someday soon. So, you know, I mean, I guess the only way I can answer the question is I'm not that dumb. You know, I know enough about the technology that I know that you know, all this stuff online. Anybody who has a belief that Tor is going to protect them is not either not cognizant or not aware of the technology or you know, the other ways that can be used to attack the problem, I mean, from the FBI's standpoint, or they're just not thinking clearly. You understand what I'm saying? Hello?
No, I was too busy getting high.
Okay.
But, I'm sure
sorry.
I'm sure it was great, Ron. I'm sure you had excellent points to make, and I'm sure it is all valid. And I have no doubt that it was A grade content. Any other thoughts or feelings you want to share?
Free advice to anybody looking to buy any of that kind of stuff that now, you know, doesn't have a supplier. Buy local.
Buy local. That's what I'm saying, dude. Go to the McDonald's and do your drug deals. Don't do it on the internet.
Or Los Polos Hermanos.
I'm sorry, I don't understand Korean. Appreciate the call, though, Ron. Moving on, 347-826-7667. We're going to go to the phone lines now, and Hammurabi's Code. Welcome to the show, Hammurabi's Code.
How's it going, Vince?
Oh, it's going great, bro. Just doing a little broadcast here on Silk Road, which I'm pretty sure you're familiar with. When you read the story today, what were your initial what was your initial reaction?
Well, initially, I was thinking, you've got to be shitting me. Did this guy really post? Basically solicit employees and link to his fucking Silk Road Onion site. That's unbelievable. In fact, he actually registered with his legit Gmail email address on bitcointalk.org. That was one of the first places he posted asking about, can he get somebody to that knows a bit more about this shit to help him out. In addition to that, as Nigger Christ said, he had fake IDs delivered from one of his vendors, which got intercepted. They went and paid him a visit. And he was like, oh, I don't know anything about this. But, yeah, I mean, basically in the 2.5 years that it was up and running, he did $1.2 billion in business. $1.2 billion exchanged hands between all the drugs, Cold War arms. I don't know if anybody knew this. You could at one point buy tanks, bazookas, submarines, airplanes.
Oh, that would be so cool, dude.
Right.
I'd love my own tank.
You could also buy people. You could buy anything.
Oh, I totally
want
that person. I'm totally in the market for a person.
Yeah. So you really would have thought, like, in the end, the guy did what the jester did for his Twitter, and he set it up so that, you know, he could basically send an email with either a certain subject or different triggers inside the email, which would post to his fucking account. He did this from a coffee shop next door to where he was living. I mean, all the shit he talked about security was just fucking incredible. I don't know whether I agree with the distinguished gentleman that called prior in regards to Tor. Even the federal agent that did the write-up on it, I'll actually drop a link to that in case anybody wants to read the official write-up. But even he states, if you really don't know how Tor works, you should kind of take a look. It passes through so many relays and is wrapped in so much different encryption, it's virtually fucking impossible to find somebody's true IP. That doesn't mean you can just hop on Tor and start DDoSing shit or whatever the fuck you want to do. In the end, there's going to be a lot of fucking people at who bought shit at the Silk Road that are going to be having some serious fucking problems. One thing that I think is fucking hilarious is he got extorted by one of the people on his site. They said they wanted $500,000 for in exchange to not out a list of about 5,000 of his clients and sellers. And then I don't know how the reasoning worked here, but he told that guy to have the people he owes the money to get in touch with him. So lo and behold, very, very soon after, one of the debtors shows up and is like, yeah, man, the other dude told me to get in touch with you. And he's like, okay, so, you know, why don't you sign up and do some business through here? Some time goes by. They don't really explain in the deal here, but a little bit of time went by. And the next thing you know, he fucking ends up, the guy who was trying to extort him said, okay, you got 72 hours. I'm going to drop all this shit. Goes back to, the other dude and says, all right, how much will it cost to fucking kill this guy? And that dude's like, $150,000 to $300,000. They arrive at $150,000. He actually fucking pays it. So my thought here is, what the shit? Okay. So my thought here is the dude fucking, the extorter's like, all right, well, I see here this nigga's serious about having me killed. Maybe I just extort him for $150,000 and call it a day. So anyway, now he's got $150,000 in bitcoins. A couple hours later, he says, okay, we're going to grab the guy. A couple hours after that, he sends him pictures of the, you know, the guy who's extorting him dead. The feds go to White Rock Police or whatever up in Canada, and they're like, hey, you got dead crackers that owe people drug money? And they're like, no. And they're like, you sure about that? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, okay. So apparently Albright's not as bright as he seems. But either way, very fucking enterprising. The dude made 80 mil in 2.5 years. Not sure how much of that he's going to be able to keep. But, yeah, it's going to be tough for him. He's just in the 100 transactions or so undercover agents did on the site. He's looking at life. They attached weights to all of the charges. That way there are mandatory minimums on the purchases. Yeah, Gonzo, no, he was not picked up for an $80,000 hit. Go ahead and read the link. Here you go, buddy. Boop, boop. There you go.
Burned.
That's the actual
pwned.
Official statement. Yeah, you got pwned, toxic. Mister, I got new names in fucking BTR all the time.
You know what's funny is I don't even have to guess. I it's just so obvious when he's on, when it's him. It's just obvious. Like, first
yeah,
of all,
you really can't get around it.
Okay. For a complete little diversion here, just a little lurking trolling BTR tip. If you're gonna switch around your handles, try using different fonts, different colors of fonts, different names. Names that are not all one name all the time, or names that are not always, you know, themed. Names that are, you know, if you just keep using a handle that is just a word, like a proposition or a pronoun or something, that's kind of a red flag. So, you know, step up your game, people. Okay, Hammy, continue, please. I apologize.
Oh, no, you're good. So apparently he solicited an undercover cop for the $80,000 hit, which he I mean, they don't even touch on that, whether or not it actually happened. My thought on it is more than likely he just threw that out there to kind of Jew the guy down on the $150,000 price. Go ahead and leak this Maryland indictment. That'd be great. So either way, it's going to be a rough road for him. There are people saying, you know, the first thing he's going to do is roll on everybody, and he'll do, my personal thought is, according to what's in the paper here that is on the University of California, whatever the fuck it is, website, he, well, they made an image of the site, so according to them, they already have all the info. So I don't know if he has any bargaining points, but if he does, say he actually did encrypt all that shit, and they're like, oh, we don't want to try to have to crack all these hashes, then, you know, maybe he'll work with them. My thought on it is he'll probably do 15 to 25, maybe 20 to 30 years. But either way, right now he's looking at life, easy. So, I don't know. I'd love to hear. Gonzo said earlier that his info came from the person who slapped cuffs on him. I would love to hear this story.
Ooh,
I'm guessing
cool.
He's on the line.
He's got the exclusive then.
Yeah, he's got the exclusive.
Oh, God, I can't wait. All right, this is what we're going to do. Until he calls in, I don't see him on the board. We're going to take other calls. So stay right there, Hammy. Hammy and Nigger Christ are both hanging out with me here. We're talking about Silk Road, the billion-dollar black market bazaar on the Internet that was recently seized by the federal government. And we're chopping it up with anybody and everybody. Let's go now to Chris. Chris, you're on the air. What's up? Chris, are you there?
Hello, yes.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
Not much. The only problem that I had with the other guy that was talking is he said that buy local. But the only problem with that is that you don't know where you're going to get.
He's gone, and I don't think I don't know if he's listening here or not, but I got his number. I can call him back if you want to ask him yourself.
It's just straight. But okay. You get my point. Whatever. Like, because on Silk Road, you're pretty much guaranteed to get the uncut, whatever you want it, like 100%.
So if I wanted coke, I'd get pure
yeah,
grade.
You're getting 100%. Like they were even selling, you know, Breaking Bad, that show that just ended.
I'm sorry, I was distracted by something shiny. What was that?
You know, you heard of the Breaking Bad show, right?
Oh yeah, Breaking Bad. Yeah, fuck, I'm so glad. It's over, man. People stopped talking about it on Twitter.
Yeah, but I was on Twitter the other day, and they were
you were on the show. You were on the show?
No, on Silk Road.
Oh, so you've been on Silk Road?
Yeah. I was searching on Silk Road, and I saw Walter. Like I saw a reputable seller selling the 98% blue. Blue meth, and people were buying it.
Well, yeah, if you're a fucking if you're a fucking tweaker, fuck yeah, you're all over
that. But then, like, if you try and get that around your town, you're probably gonna die from that shit just because it's not 100%.
I don't understand. I see what you're saying. Locally, you're right. In a lot of cases, when drugs, like especially with cocaine, you know, you follow the trail from Peru or wherever it starts, and it goes up through Mexico and blah blah blah, and there's so many middlemen, and everybody's trying to take their cut, so they end up diluting the product by the time it gets to the consumer. But I don't see. So maybe what Silk Road was doing was cutting out a lot of those middlemen. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, that's what I'm, because they were getting pure product. It wasn't like anything cut. Like if you want, like I know marijuana, like you can get that locally without a doubt. Like it won't be laced or anything. But if you try and get like shrooms or Molly, you don't know what you're getting with that around local.
Honestly, in my experience with all those illicit drugs, you don't know what you're getting no matter where you're getting it from.
Either that or you gotta make it yourself.
Yeah, yeah, do it yourself. You know what I mean.
Yeah, DIY.
Right on, bro. So, Chris, is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, that's it.
Cool, man. I appreciate the call. You're welcome to call back anytime. Thanks for the call. All right. Next, we have I think it's Jane or something. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Vince. Ghost would like to know if you want to suck your dick just like he sucks his son's dick. Ghost would like to worship your cock at the end of the day, literally.
Okay, that was actually not a bad soundboard. It sounds like you actually wrote out a script and got your computer to read it for you. So. I would say that's going to be that troll was a win. Congratulations. Successful troll is successful. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I got Hammy and Nigger Christ with me, and we're taking calls. People seem pretty hyped up about this Silk Road thing. We just had a caller who had visited Silk Road, so that was cool. If anybody else has had direct experience with that site, I'd love to hear your perspective on things. One person I'd love to hear from is our good friend X Knight. Welcome to the show, X Knight. It's been a while. How you doing?
Oh, not bad. You, Vince?
I'm doing fantastic, old man. I'm doing as good as a satisfied customer from Silk Road.
Oh, man. Yeah, this shit is insane. I was actually just reading some of the stuff on the news. They were talking about some of the people on Reddit. There's people sitting there complaining, well, you know, I just lost $3,000 because these people fronted me money for their drugs. You know, so these people are pretty fucked from Silk Road being shut down, you know? I mean,
what about the business types who just lost a ton of money that were using Bitcoin as an investment?
Oh, fuck. Nobody should be using Bitcoin as an investment, first of all. You know, we don't know when the Bitcoin trip is going to end. I mean, it's in a downward spiral already. You know, you can't really rely on it, you know?
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to disagree with that. Partially disagree. I believe that the possibility of the rug being pulled out from under Bitcoin is very possible. I think that's going to happen via the government because, the Federal Reserve doesn't like competition. But... that being said, as far as a day-to-day investment, yes, Bitcoin is traditionally a volatile. If you look at it, if you treat it as a stock, as an investment, it is volatile.
Right.
A couple months back, we had that huge, wild crash after crash after crash. You know, it went up to 250 and then back down to like 70 and back up to 200. It was ridiculous. I mean, that was the most volatile it had ever been. But since that time, it has hovered between, I would say in the last, I've been keeping track of it, I'd say in the last 3 or 4 months, ever since that craziness happened, it has stabilized in the $100 to $130 range.
Well, you know, I'll say Bitcoin is kind of like putting money into stock, all right? The price is always going up. The price is always going down. But do you always want to keep your money in one company? I mean, let's say I kept my money in Microsoft.
No, absolutely not.
And
no,
you diversify.
Yeah, you diversify. Don't put it all. Yeah, I would not
diversify
suggest
your
somebody
bombs,
put.
Nigga.
I wouldn't suggest put life savings into Bitcoin. Absolutely not. I would say it's like gambling. You gamble what you can afford to lose. That's what I would treat Bitcoin
as. Yeah, I mean, it's good if you want to make a one-time, you know, if you want to make a payment somewhere, you put a little bit of money for it into your Bitcoin, and then you go pay with Bitcoin. But that's all you're putting in. You don't keep a whole bunch of money in Bitcoin just to kind of keep around in a wallet. You know, I had a Bitcoin wallet for a while that was actually shut down when, I don't even remember which Bitcoin wallet service it was, but I was using like a Bitcoin banking service pretty much. And they got shut down, and so I lost all my Bitcoin, which luckily wasn't much. I don't really invest much into Bitcoin, you know. But, yeah, you never know when that shit's going to go down. And these people putting $3,000 into Silk Road, well, they should wait before they put that in Silk Road. Like, hey, I'm going to buy this from you, so I'm going to put this in right now and then purchase that. I'm not going to keep all my money on Silk Road and just wait for it to get spent. You know, only put in what you're going to fucking use. That's all I'm saying.
That sounds like a reasonable strategy.
And I totally get what you were saying earlier, you know, comparing it to Craigslist, Silk Road to Craigslist. But you really can't compare Silk Road to Craigslist in the fact that Craigslist doesn't actually take payments through their website. You have to actually go up and meet up with the person and then trade cash.
Yeah,
I
see.
I would say they're a lot more like eBay, okay? And if somebody tries selling drugs on eBay, you bet your ass eBay is going to get shut down, you know? So that's all I really want to say.
I don't know about you, but that's where I get all my drugs is on eBay.
Hey, I stopped using it once they put in the rule that you can't sell your soul. It's actually in there, by the way.
Oh, it's fucked up, dude. But you can't sell people on eBay. People, like, auction themselves off all the time.
Oh, man. You know what? I didn't get that. I've been on Silk Road before. I've looked around. I mean, I've seen some crazy shit on there. Like, I guess at one point somebody was trying to sell a tank. I don't know if that was real or not. But somebody on here was saying that people were being sold on Silk Road. Were they, like, selling themselves, or
no? They were selling sex slaves, children.
Yeah, that's what I took that as. Is sex prostitution?
Wow,
they sell pussy on there. I gotta give me some pussy, man.
Man, that'd be some dirty pussy. I don't think I'd want to touch that. But do what you want, dude.
Oh, you're covered. You got your lady.
Hell yeah, I'm covered.
Are you guys getting married, or what's up with you and Kamonra?
Yeah, actually, we're planning on getting married.
Got a date set? Am I invited? Did you invite Nakash?
No, it's going to be a small...
Oh, you have to you have to invite Nakash. He would probably be offended if he wasn't invited. He'd have to be there.
I don't think he can make it all the way from Australia, dude. Just saying.
I'll bet he makes pretty good money if you know, I mean, say him whatever the fuck, and he's BAE, whatever.
Hey,
probably
let's not
get pretty good
that,
money.
Though.
Come out.
Okay. We're already 1 hour into the show. I got Hammy, I got Nigger Christ, X Knight. We're kicking it. We got calls, and we're gonna continue to take them as they come in. Right now we're going to go to Robert the Hambone. Robert, you're on the air.
I am Robert Boner. I am against gays. Fuck gays.
He literally hates gays.
Is this Dutch? Is that Dutch making all those?
I'm sorry.
Is that all he's going to say?
That's it, I guess. I guess he's done. Okay. Appreciate the call. Moving on. We have a blocked number. Caller who just called in. Go ahead. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this? This is Blood Farts.
Blood Farts?
Fucking Blood Farts, man. How's it going?
Must have been eating a lot of Chipotle.
Dude, you wouldn't believe. But no, I got something actually really super relevant. Have you guys, like, everyone seen, like, the seizure notes, like, posted by the government, like, on Mega Upload or, like, LimeWire, right?
Yep.
I get all my shit from LimeWire.
Does LimeWire still exist?
No,
dude,
no.
That's where I get all my shit.
Yeah, but anyway, there was, like, a seizure note, right? And they're both super professional, but if you take a look at the Silk Road seizure note, it's like a totally different format. Has anyone noticed that?
Yeah, it is a little different.
Yeah, but like if you look, there's like a water stamp of like the Silk Road camel in the background of like the one.
See, like, why do they use the camel as their logo?
I think it has to do with like the origin of like the real Silk Road, you know, back like BC. People rode camels and then traded spices.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. I got you now. Cool.
What kind of strikes my curiosity is how long did the government possibly, you know, just sit there on the servers of Silk Road before they actually announced that they had shut down Silk Road? So, like, how much were they actually snooping in?
It was, like, the time that the note was posted and the time that the guy was arrested was, like, fairly quick. I mean, the feds didn't really have much, like, time to really even, like, inspect the servers.
But, you know, we do know that when they had shut down, what was it, Freedom Hosting, they had put some JavaScript in there. They were trying to, what was it? They were trying to hijack browsers on Firefox 17, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't get down like that.
So I'm kind of wondering, you know, like, what are they trying to do with Silk Road? Or are they even bothering this time, you know?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. Although, I mean, I think it's kind of fishy. I mean, the guy that runs, like, the biggest drug website on the deep web gets caught, you know, using unsecure Wi-Fi and putting his name out. I don't know. It just seems kind of fishy. Never
That's why I'm calling Honey Trap, bro.
Well, the entire reason he even got caught is fucking retarded in itself. I mean, he's
like,
sitting there trying to hire a hitman for like $100,000 or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of stories about like dumbass fake IDs that he was trying to buy too. Like,
I'm kind of picking up what you're getting at, which is that this could be basically the biggest heist of all time. Which you're basically saying there is no Vanning whatsoever, and that he basically is cutting and running with the fucking money.
Yeah,
that's
what I was.
Fucked.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you look, have you guys looked up, like, the actual literary character, Dread Pirate Roberts, from, like, I think Princess Bride?
Well, no.
I don't know. Like, the summarization would be, like it's revealed that he's not one person, but a series of people passed down succession. It's almost like someone hit a kill switch on, like, the server and posted that, like, picture, because it just looks so much more Photoshopped than all the official, like, seizure notes.
Yeah, definitely. Well, one thing I do know is that with previous takedowns, they've been taken over by, like, a private company's DNS. I guess like a government contractor, they run a DNS server, they run a web server that just contains the image that they use. And when a website is taken out, they direct their DNS over to this, what is it, seizedservers.com or something like that. And then it shows that picture. So in this case, they've actually created a picture for this, you know, Silk Road website and placed it up on their web server, which also brings me to the next point. How the hell did they get access to the web server? Because either A, they'd have to have broken into the web server, B, gain a subpoena to access the web server from the company hosting it, or C, he had to have friggin', you know, given them access to the web server. So which of those three things actually happened?
I don't think either of those happened. I mean, personally, I mean, he was arrested in, what, San Francisco or something? And, like, the seizure note says New York.
Right. So that completely supports your point that maybe he just fucking put it up and ran with the money.
Yeah, that's also a possibility, too. I could see that. I mean, if you look at the Silver forums are still up. There was, like, a message posted by one of the admins saying, like, farewell. So, like, I wouldn't be surprised if this guy ran off with a whole bunch of Bitcoin.
Right, right. I mean, how many millions of dollars were there in the process of, you know...
$1.2
billion. Wow.
Yeah.
Just wow. All right. So,
Dude, you know what? He shouldn't go to prison. He shouldn't go to prison. He should get hired by Goldman Sachs.
Well, he's probably already working for Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, that's true. I guess indirectly we all do, right?
Yeah, Illuminati.
There's
good
some
time.
People who've gone fucking MIA recently.
Like?
I'm not getting into that, but
then why say that?
Fucking theory I hadn't fucking considered, because I'm sure there are people in this who are listening that know the same fucking people. But this is definitely interesting. Like, I hadn't heard the whole Dread Pirate Roberts thing, but fuck, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Either the FBI fails, which is, like, totally possible because, like, the government shut down, or someone's made off with billions of dollars in money. One of the two.
Yeah.
Dude, the government shut down, first of all, the government shutdown is not affecting FBI operations. Trust me. Trust me.
It's not funded. An
essential service in the eyes of whoever the fuck decides what essential services are the government.
Well, so is the military, and right now they're working without pay until the government shutdown is over. They might get
Barack
back.
Barack Obama is a nigga.
They're talking about, like, getting back pay and shit. Maybe they're doing the same shit for the FBI, too, but...
Well,
I hate to
continue the conspiratorial thinking, but you know, half these guys double as fucking you know, actors for the narcos anyway, so they're probably getting cash money anyway.
I wouldn't be surprised.
How do you think that cocaine gets overboard so easily? I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's rampant. I'm just saying, you know, it's out there. Like it sucks that there's that people are addicted to drugs and they can get them so easily and abuse their lives and you know, kill themselves, which, you know, is their right to do. I don't think, you know, as terrible as it is, the drug part of it I don't have a problem with. The hitman part of it, I that's where I think I'd cross the line. I'd set the line, the barrier at. I think if you're running at a website where you traffic, the killing of people, assassinations, that's just not cool.
Yeah, I don't think that was ever on the Silk Road, was it? I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't remember ever being able to buy.
Totally.
Oh, there's a lot of hitmen for hire there.
Really?
Yeah, there's
a lot.
Yeah, there are.
I mean, you can do pretty much any, or you could do pretty much anything on Silk Road. I mean, you could buy
the whole premise. The whole premise, and this is what I was saying earlier. Everything that is illegal, it was a safe haven basically to people who wanted to expand their empire of everything illegal. Anything that you can imagine that was legal or is illegal, you could probably purchase in one way, shape, or form there. Well, mainly bitcoins, but you know what I'm saying.
Safe for the higher up, you know, like crime lords and shit too. Because I mean, they could just dump some, you know, fucking posts on a Silk Road. Somebody fucking pays them. They transfer that out to actual cash, right there. It's already fucking laundered, you know. And then fucking send the, you know, drugs out from a fucking, you know, just have some mule fucking send the drugs out.
Yeah, they run it through Bitcoin.
Yeah, you know what you do? You know what you do?
Payment.
This is what you do. You get Glenn Greenwald's boyfriend to smuggle it into the country.
There you go.
Put it in his butt. He's used to it.
Oh, there's plenty of room in there. That thing's worked in pretty good by now.
Or do what they fucking did in, what's that fucking movie? We're the Millers. Just fucking make a fake family and go through in a fucking RV.
A fucking driving a fucking RV?
I don't know if anyone's seen that movie, but it's definitely worth watching.
Yeah, it's funny as fuck, though.
Right on. All right, let's take more calls. Let's see who we have here. Dick Breath. Dick Breath, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello. My name is Dick Breath, and at the end of the day, I would like to literally worship your cock. Is that okay with you, Vince? I promise I do not have any vagina spiders.
I like how this thing says literally. I would like to
and
literally cut
day.
Your...
And Dick Breath is on timeout now.
Oh,
Dick Breath, but we have tallied all of the violations in that one statement, and you are on timeout for the rest of the show.
Oh, putting computers on timeout endlessly.
I'm sorry. That's just how it works out. Okay, you know
you
what? All right. Not the whole show. Not the whole show. I'll give them 10 minutes. 10 minutes, and I'll bring you back, Dick Breath. You type something else to say to me in that 10 minutes, and I'll bring you back on.
Hey, this COG boy, his mama takes drugs up the butt like fucking Walter White. You hear me?
I heard you, but I have no idea what you said.
Basically, he was saying that COG's mom butt chugs drugs.
Wow.
And it sounds like X-Knight had a baby.
I said, name him after me.
Oh, God. Okay. All right, guys. I think we've been doing this for an hour and 15 minutes straight. I think we're due for a little rickety break. There are a few more callers that want to join us. I'm going to screen these folks. So I don't get any more riffraff like Dick Breath. So we're going to, let's see. Maybe we should play a Nigger Christ song since Nigger Christ is here on the show. What do you think, Nigger Christ?
Oh, yeah. Well, Gucci.
All right. I'm definitely not playing your diss track of me. I play Rape Culture all the time. That's played out.
Yeah.
I'm either thinking fuck a bitch or baby making music.
Baby making music. It's that time of night. You feel me?
You think
I second
so?
That.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Okay.
I second that.
All right. Okay. That's what it'll be then. Baby making music by Nigger Christ right here on Blog Talk Radio with Vincent the Bay and Disorderly Conduct. We'll be back after these messages from Nigger Christ.
Yeah. Got Nigger Christ in on this baby making shit right here. About to get all the bitches dropping their panties right here for this hot ass shit. Yeah. On the next option. Hit the road quick. I ain't paying no restaurant bill. Better run up the hill, cause Nigger Christ, bitch, gonna get pussy. Don't try fucking with me, I'll fuck with your mama. Don't cause drama, fuck you laughing llama. Nigger Christ, bitch, and I'm going hard on the Dalai Lama.
No. tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Okay, I'm back. I'm going to bring Hammurabi's code, Nigger Christ, and X-Knight back on in just a few minutes. But first, I want to address some folks on Twitter. I really am grateful for all the people that retweeted the show. Obviously, your retweets have helped fill up the chat room tonight. This is as packed as it's been in a while. So thank you. Kudos to you, the listener, for tweeting. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And you can find out when I'm doing shows. Lately, in the foreseeable future, I'll probably have a show Sunday. Not sure about tomorrow night, but yeah, just follow me on Twitter, and I usually give people a heads up when I'm going to do a show, at least a day of. Anyway, let's see. Wow, man, a lot of people tweeted the show. This is cool. Erotica. You guys know that person, right? E-R-O, but it's with a zero, T-I-K-K-A. Erotica, thank you for tweeting the show. Thank you, Axana_6. Thank you, Renwick13. Quopper Radio? Excuse me. Fired for being a brony. What? What the hell are you talking about? Okay, you know, there's all sorts of brony nonsense in my timeline right now. I'm sorry, this is distracting. Some people are like accusing me of being a brony. Dude, I had a couple bronies on my show the other day. Big deal. Doesn't mean I'm a fucking... Jesus Christ, dude. I had a Jewish lawyer who represents members of Hamas on my show. That doesn't make me Hamas, dude. Holy crap. You people, man. I used to have Wrestle League on my show all the time. That didn't make me part of Wrestle League. Even though those assholes named their fucking IRC bot Vince in the Bay, so dumb shits like she whose name we shall not say, you know, lurking. Think they're all hacks or lurking in there and see Vince in the Bay, right there with all the other Wrestle Leaguers talking. You know, not talking at all. Why doesn't Vince? He controls the whole thing, obviously. Seriously, I wish I probably have screenshots somewhere. But back in the day when I used to kick it in Wrestle League chat room, first of all, I trip out because you know, I meet these guys. They're like, dude, you should come to our IRC. It's fun. I'm like, all right, cool. And so I try to create a name. Of course, I try to create Vince in the Bay, and it says name already taken. excuse me? Okay. So sure enough, I show up, and their fucking bot moderator is Vince in the Bay. So people will lurk in there and think, oh my god, Vince in the Bay is in Wrestle League. Holy shit. He's like in their IRC all the time. He's got like moderator status. What the fuck? People, don't believe everything you see on the internet. I understand it's serious business, but it's not all true. Hate to break it to you. All right, so basically what I'm saying is I'm not a brony. Oh, man. Oh, for those of you who, what up, Adam O, much respect from my homie from the Bay Area. He asked about the recording. I don't know. People in the chat room, can I get a general consensus? The recording of my voicemail recording of the prank call I got last night from a Colorado number. Somebody pretending to be Emmy. I played it like three times at the beginning of the show. Did anybody not hear it? It was not Emmy Hammy. I can play it again. Play it again. Play it again. Play it again, Sam. All right. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to... my battery's almost dead on my phone, too. I hope I have my charger somewhere. But whatever. Okay. What I'm going to give Twitter, Twitter acknowledgments. And then... while I'm doing that, tweet out the show, please. If you haven't already done it, you can do it through, if you're on the show page, it's easy to do it right there. There's like a Twitter button, bada bing, bada boom. So Adam missed the recording. I hope Adam's still listening, because I'll just play it for him, if anybody else. But what I'm trying to figure out, to set it up for you, basically... I got prank called last night, and this chick claimed to be Emmy, a.k.a. Emmy, you know, Jackal Anon's girlfriend, Emmy, all right? And it was a ridiculous, it was a terrible call, and I got a voicemail, and I'll play it here in a second. So if you want to tweet that out to your people, do it. Let people know if they haven't heard it already. I don't know if Emmy's heard it, you know. But also, I will, at the end of the show, I'll cut and copy pasta that recording and post it up on my blog or on Twitter. And you can pass it around and tell me who you think the voice is. Sounds like somebody under the age of 18 to me, to be honest. Actually, I was disappointed, if anything. I was like, dude, I kind of wished it was Emmy. I haven't heard from her in a long time. You know, I do kind of have a beef with it's more with Jackal than anything. I still like Jackal. I just think he's done some pretty fucked up shit. And he should clean up his mess. But, you know, who am I to judge? I've made a mess of my life many times. But yeah. So when the show's over, I'll post an MP3 of the recording. And I'm going to play it again in a second. Okay, so, all right. So we've established that I'm not a brony. Oh, man, dude. Okay. Thank you for tweeting this show. The following people: Perth Tones, Joni Jenkins, Esto S.I.E. Quay, Jose Lugo, Joshua N. Daz, Nick Turner, Peyton Ingram, El Macaco. Dude, I've got a lot of Hispanic listeners tonight. That's unusual. I love it. I would encourage listeners from all corners of the earth to call for sure or listen. Okay. Tortured 1221. Scary Future Meme. Sir Gamby, Seymour Bitches, JD, Aiden, thank you for tweeting the show. Anybody else? So late Compulsion Jane says, so Vincent LeBay forgot he was giving big ups to people who retweeted his show. Never again, Vinny. I just did it, dude. I'm going to keep doing it. Hella Nomenus, you're a non-poetry. Thank you for tweeting me, my show. Okay. All right, that's enough. Thanks, folks. That's cool. So we got a half hour left. I'm going to bring back on my panel, and we can chop it up about anything and everything. But first, I have got to turn on my while I get that in place, I'm going to bring back the panel. Before I bring back the panel, Dick Breath, are you there?
Vince, please let me literally worship your cock. I literally would like to worship your cock at the end of the day. My pussy is so literally tight that your big hole cock would seriously injure my pussy and leave me literally bleeding. I would be bleeding at the end of the day. Would you like my literally tight pussy, Vince? I would like to hear from you at the end of the day.
And you are in time out, Dick Breath. What a fucking dick. Why do you people waste my time, dude? We could have more content, like Gonzo says. Where's the content, bro? All right, so Nigger Christ is back. Nigger,
I love Gucci.
Nothing much, bro. I'm trying to get this message queued up. Tell us about your inspiration for that track we played.
See, one night I was listening to this Drake nigga, and I'm thinking, boy, this boy a pussy. I could do everything he can. I could sing and rap. So I decided I'd grab some random R&B track off of YouTube, played it, then recorded over it, talking during it, and then I made that song.
That's cool. It's a cool story, bro. Okay, people, I've got it queued up. Okay, pardon me, folks. I've got to put it on loudspeaker.
Jacqueline, hi. I really like Smokable and Vertibeds at all. Can you call back tomorrow, okay? Bye.
To replay this message, press 1.
Hey, it's Emmy. I just wanted to call and... Jacqueline and I really like Smokable and Vertibeds at all. Can you call back tomorrow, okay? Bye.
To replay this message, press 1.
Hey, it's Emmy. I just wanted to call and... Jacqueline and I really like Smokable and Vertibeds at all. Can you call back tomorrow, okay?
All right, so there you go. For the people who missed it, another chance. I'll post an MP3 of that. But what I'd like to do at this point is go down to my panel and ask them, each of my panelists, who, if they could speculate, it doesn't matter, just pure speculation, a wild guess, you know, guess, whatever. Who do you think it is? We're going to start with Hammurabi. Who do you think that caller is?
I'll be honest, I don't have a fucking clue.
Don't recognize the voice.
No, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I can tell you where 719 is, but
yeah, no, it's okay. All right, Nigger Christ, what's your guess?
That's Nicki Minaj.
One from Nicki Minaj.
Minaj wants your D.
That fat ass man.
All right, I have another caller from 980. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, who's that?
It's Luke.
Luke.
Probably your
up?
youngest person ever to be on this show.
Oh shit! How old are you, Luke?
15.
Oh, dude, why do they have
why
to be
in
so
the
young?
Fuck?
No, he's not the youngest. Shari was 15.
Hey, but you know, young people are good.
Hey, maybe. You know what? No, I have nothing against young people. I wish the best for young people. I, I, I hope young. I just hope young people see through all the bullshit that's thrown at them nowadays. There's so much shit like this. Like, this goes back to the old fag, new fag thing. Basically, there's two types of people nowadays. There's two categories. There are digital natives and digital immigrants. Okay. You and your generation are digital natives. You've grown up with the internet, with technology, all this shit. It was already here when you woke up.
Yeah.
Right?
We didn't even have beepers.
Dude, do you even know what a pager is?
I too know what a pager is.
Okay, so that's encouraging. You can look it up. That's something that strikes me when I talk to younger people on the internet is, like, I'll joke with them about TV shows or something that were kind of relevant during my era growing up, and yet they would still get them. I think now with fucking on demand and the internet, the possibilities are endless, and YouTube and all that shit. But yeah, no, that gives me hope. That gives me promise. Luke, that being said, do you even know who Emmy and Jackal are?
To be honest, I guess I'm new to this show, so no, I have no idea.
Okay. Have you heard of this little club they call, it's an online club that they call Anonymous?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Why I'm here. I saw a tweet from them.
Oh, did they tweet? Okay, cool. Oh, that explains why we got extra people in the chat room. Cool. Where was I going with this? What about those anonymous faggots? Oh, so yeah, somebody prank called me last night. Did you hear the recording that I played?
Yeah, I heard the recording.
Okay, so that girl is pretending to be this chick who is like a notorious anonymous. I mean, she's already been doxxed. She's not like small A anonymous anymore. She's got a page on like Encyclopedia Dramatica and all that doxxpin, you name it. Or she's out, okay? But she still considers herself like big A anonymous, like she's an anon, she's, you know, whatever. Whatever that is now, which is basically more, a moral fagging version of Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
No judgments. So her boyfriend is Jackal Anon. Have you ever heard of Your Anon News, the Your Anon News Twitter?
Yes, I'm following them.
Yeah. Okay. So that was actually this. I just found this out that originally. Sabu, aka Hector, when he was doing his whole campaign through Anonymous, he created a lot of accounts that later became really big, and one of them was Your Anon News. Allegedly, Sabu, that was one of a couple of different socks he created, and he passed it on to Jackal Anon. And so Jackal Anon took it, and he was really active with it, and he made it. Jackal made it what it was. He made it popular, and then it just caught fire. And at the height of all, when Anonymous was really popular in the press, he was his account got a lot of hits, and he's got like over a million followers now. So
yeah.
So whatever. But there's kind of a target on his back, metaphorically speaking. Because he did what he decided to do was take his Your Anon News and turn it into like a website that streams news and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is a cool concept. I mean, there's a bazillion of them out there. Why not another one? Why not an anonymous version of it? Okay, sure, I get it. Whatever. To me personally, I wasn't buying it. I wasn't drinking the Kool-Aid. I was like, you do what you do. Whatever, man. You know, I had some fun hanging out with Anonymous for a little while, and then I moved on. But if you want to keep on that ship, do that. That's you, bro.
Yeah.
And so he raised a lot of money for this website, and I think it was like a Kickstarter campaign that started with maybe, I don't know, a goal of like $15,000 or something. And they ended up with like $60,000. And since then, they've promised to send out T-shirts and put their website up and all that stuff, and they've just totally lagged. And some people that they were actually paying to help construct a website weren't being paid, so they quit. And so they're kind of reorganizing right now. And meanwhile, they've got like over 9,000 people that are extremely butthurt at them. And so all that being said, I still like the people. You know, I'm not going to hold it against them. They didn't rip me off. I didn't give them my money and my information. So I'm we're good. But they kind of, a lot of people don't like them. Let's just put it like that. So we're trying to figure out who would be like, who would try to pretend to be them. You know, that's what I get.
I'd have a crowd that doesn't like them.
You have a what?
I said out of a crowd that doesn't like them.
Oh, out of a crowd. Okay. excuse me. Beck is 43. Says something about over 9,000. Yeah, oh, it's over 9,000. I'm pretty sure. Let me double check.
It's over 9,000!
Yep, it's over 9,000.
Damn.
The number is 347-826-7667. The topic of the night has been Silk Road. Luke, have you ever had any encounters with Silk Road? Had you ever visited that site?
Believe it or not, I was kind of curious on that. I heard about it probably a year ago and never thought much of it. But then when it came up again a few months back, I did kind of venture on it with a few friends and browse around, and it was interesting. Of course, I've never made any purchases or sold anything off of it, though.
Right on. Cool story, bro. We're going to take more calls. We got shit, man. It's less than about, 15 minutes to go here? Something like that? We're almost done. All right. Let's take more calls. Blocked number, unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, Jesus. It's not one of these people. Yeah, I bet it's Homer Bouvier.
Who is it?
Nigga, no. Goddamn Jay Leno on the background
No.
again.
Homer Bouvier usually calls in on Skype. This is blocked number. Hello? All right, fuck it. Okay, another... oh, shit, I forgot to bring X-Knight back on. X-Knight, you're here too. Sorry, dude.
I've just been talking this entire time myself.
Really? Oh, what'd you say?
I don't even
remember.
It's
not important.
Didn't get any response. I'm just like, the fuck? Everyone's ignoring me.
Was it any different than Twitter or any other medium?
No, I did tweet something out to Vince at one point. It was something I found. It's not even relevant anymore.
X-Knight, who do you think that was on that recording?
Dude, I don't fucking know. Michelle Obama. We'll go with that.
Michelle Obama, that's a new one. Is
dude,
that your
mute,
is that your final answer?
No, it's not my final answer.
All right, give me a better answer then.
Come on,
bro. I will go with, you know what, maybe it was Snazzy. Snazzy, whatever, however you fucking say her name.
Who?
Princess Snazzy.
I have no idea who that is.
I don't know.
Michelle Obama got that living onion smelling pussy.
Oh, Michelle Obama? No, no, incorrect, no. Incorrect, not Michelle Obama.
I don't know, but she does sound like a minor. I wouldn't hit that, dude. No way. See some ID first.
Right. Okay. Well, let's squeeze in. You know what? Before we squeeze in a few more calls and call it a night, I'd like to take questions from the chat room. If there's people in the chat room that have a question or a comment or something, you can call me obviously. If there's no way to call me, or if you can't call me, you can always just PM me on in the chat room. That's the best way to get a hold of my attention and ask me questions or ask somebody a question. So far, let's see, something about a conspiracy. That's not a question. Let's see. Catty Idiot asked me. Is Catty Idiot still here? Catty Idiot still here. Okay. You said, did you get the results from the hashtag poll that Meeps was promoting this morning? No, I did not. I didn't even know there was a hashtag poll. What was the poll, and how do I find out the results? Catty, you should just call in, dude. All right, let's try another call. Caller from the 503, right here. Hello?
Ben 20, I'm head.
Huh? What? Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, I'm heading southbound on 95. I'm making my last Silk Road shipment right now. We're 5 miles past Lumberton. I'm about to pull into a rest area. Over.
Copy that. 10-4. Peace out.
How often are you?
GITB out. Oh, man.
The fuck?
Yeah. Welcome back to the Vince of the Vince and the Bay Show, dude.
The fuck was that?
How often did you get calls like that?
Lately it's been a lot. There's been a lot more. It used to be more just prank calls, like people actually talking. And I don't know, something happened recently.
Yeah.
People have started using soundboards and stuff.
Prank calls are getting less and less funny, man. I mean, they used
it's
to
a
be
dying
good
art
and
form.
Creative.
It's a dying art form. It's tough.
Seems like it'd become a nuisance.
It can still be good if you're creative about it. Like, more creative than using some fucking text-to-speech program. That was just stupid. But
no, that was a pretty good troll.
Yeah, I mean, come on, make up a little voice and reply to people. Don't just be a pussy and hide behind this text-to-speech program and not even have, like, a fucking reply set up for, you know, when somebody says something back, you know?
Yeah.
That's not very nice.
You can't even call that a prank call.
Yeah, you can. That was a prank call.
Call. But hey, whatever.
I feel like a lot of this conversation has been about random shit and like maybe 5% Silk Road.
I think like 85% Silk Road and then 15% bullshit. Just bullshitting around.
Is this the first time you've listened to Vince's show?
Yes, this is my first time.
That would explain that.
Well, you know, lately you can't really say what the show is always like, because I've been having featured guests where we just talk to the guests all the whole time. Like the last two nights were Stanley and The Resident. Those were cool shows. Those are totally different than this. Then I have, you know, this is more just like a hangout show and talk about a topic.
Yeah, it's fun.
Fridays. So, well, obviously, like I, you know, this is internet radio. Let's be real, and I treat it more like just another form of social media. That's it.
It's like everybody getting on TeamSpeak and trying to stay on topic is what it is.
Yeah,
it's fun,
no. This I call this a conference call for retards.
I'll tell you who's retarded. This COG motherfucker doesn't need an ROFLMAO. He throws
he's
a T in there.
He don't know good rap when he hit.
That's true.
I do have one question about Silk Road that some of you guys may know.
Go for it.
You guys are fast.
I don't know much about Bitcoins or anything, but is Silk Road shutting down going to affect anything with Bitcoin prices?
You know,
it already
that's
did.
Another
absolutely
thing.
Not. Absolutely
that
not.
Is another
no.
thing to look at.
It
no.
already did.
I know.
I think
it dropped
will.
Like $32.
Dude,
okay, because
you know what? Look at a 4-month chart of Bitcoin. Bitcoin's doing just fine.
Listen, primary demand for Bitcoin is raised when you need to use, you know, some sort of monetary system in a underground market that isn't exactly legal, okay? And I think that at least 90% of that market had to have been in Silk Road. So with Silk Road gone, you know, my assumption, and this is just my opinion, of course, I'm probably totally wrong, I'm going to say that 90% of the demand for, or at least a good chunk of the demand for Bitcoin is going to go down because, you know, you can't go on to Silk Road and purchase things. There's going to be less demand for Bitcoin.
Dude, do you know how many services operate on Bitcoin? There's
a lot. There's a lot, yes, I know. I mean, you can buy VPS servers with Bitcoin. You can buy... What is it? Bootloaders and shit with Bitcoin. I mean, you still have like
you
the
can
Bitcoin
buy pizza with Bitcoin.
You can buy
I'm
pizza.
Not kidding. I am not kidding. I just found out about this a couple weeks ago. One of my buddies, just because he could, bought pizzas through Domino's, had them delivered to his house via Bitcoin.
Oh man, dude, that's got to be a game changer. Sending pizzas to people's houses, man.
Well, no, I mean, he sent them to himself so he could eat that shit, but, yeah, I mean, he could.
Man.
I'm not trying to buy anybody pizza, though. I get hungry, and I'll buy myself a pizza. Not with
yeah.
Bitcoin,
oh, yeah.
though, because then the price is inflated.
Oh, man. I didn't even know you could fucking do that.
Yeah, like, there's one of the dudes I work with has all of his streaming TV or, you know, basically there's services that will not only download TV for you, whatever shows you want, it'll sort, organize, and then put it into your fucking media server, like, completely organized. And, I mean, it's actually pretty cheap. It's like a third of a Bitcoin for 6 months. But I think... Once they hit, what was it, the NASDAQ? The more I think about it, $1.2 billion, if you look at it like that, I don't even know that that's what was seized for sure. But that's probably a pretty small chunk once it hit the open market and people started investing in it. Because I think... I mean, well, you've definitely been around long enough to know when Bitcoins first came out, they were under a dollar. Then they became, like, totally ridiculous when they were $5. And then out of nowhere, it's like $100 a Bitcoin. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Why didn't I buy Bitcoins?
Yeah, you could have cashed out by now and been living large.
All
right, kid.
So
guess what? It's that time of the show where we get people's final thoughts and then get the fuck out. So we are going to start with. Why don't we start with? X Knight. Final thoughts.
Oh man, just great being around again. Glad to be able to actually come back on and speak, you know. It's definitely been a while. I'll probably have to call in again sometime.
Sweet, bro. Yeah, it was fun having you back. I appreciate you calling, and say hello to Kimonra for me.
Will do.
All right, bro. Thanks for coming out. Let's go to Luke. Luke, any final thoughts before we sign off here tonight?
It was very fun, and I'm glad I came, and I'll definitely be back. And, yeah, thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Luke. You're welcome back anytime. Let's go with Hammurabi. Hammurabi's code. Final thoughts.
Well, I think we didn't address what was obvious here tonight. I'm going to address it real quick. I have no plans on adding to Vince's docs. I don't know if Vince has any plans of doxing me. Bottom line, anybody who's really followed me knows me, knows I don't pay shit. I don't put shit on DocSpin. The whole point of me researching people is to let them know I know who the fuck they am or they are. Don't fucking do that shit. Realistically, it causes nothing but huge problems. And I've actually talked to, I found out in the last couple of days, several people who have been swatted. You have no idea how much trouble you're causing people if you're going to engage in that type of shit. I would advise against it. Realistically, you know, everybody's got a shelf life. If you fuck up even once, I mean, take a look at the guy from Silk Road. If that shit's legit, that guy's in jail right now. I'm guessing you don't have $80 million to pay for lawyers. So, at any rate, you got trolled. So, at any rate, have a good night.
Right on. Thanks, bro. Appreciate the call. Nigger Christ, final thoughts.
Hey, what's Gucci? How be out there? Black Messiah, best rapper alive. Follow me on Twitter. My new name is no_limit_negro. And all y'all stay Gucci out there.
Wait, you got a new Twitter?
Yeah, man.
You got the boot again?
Yeah, man. Some bullshit.
Okay. What is it? One more. Okay, you got to do me a favor. Just tweet me from your new Twitter.
Will do, man.
All right. And add me and I'll add you. All right. Thanks, Nigger Christ. Let's see. Did I miss anybody? 860. Do we talk to you? Hello? Caller. Are you there? Caller. Hi. I forgot your name. You're in the eight. Oh, you hung up. All right, whatevs. Well, I think that's everybody. Oh wait, block caller. Who's this? Nobody. Okay. All right. I can safely say it's time to say goodnight. Thank you everybody for coming out. Much love to the chit chat room. A lot of you have sent me personal messages. I will follow up on your personal message right at the end of the show. But I just want to say goodnight first to Amarilla, Billy Bay Rob, Bitcoins for Sale, COG, Canadian Glenn, Caddy Idiot, City of Flint, DocSec Zero, Fucked Sticks, Ghost of Honor 69, Green Eyes 66, Guest. Bunch of guest listeners, Hammock Buddha, Hammurabi's Code, J. Geronimo, Lady Zohar, Legendary Asshole, Nigger Christ, Adam O, Org 9, Sick Girl, Spyco, The Real Beckus 43, Toxic Tubby Black, You Has Burger, Vert, X Knight, Yo LOL, and Zorya. If I missed you, I apologize. Until next time, I'm Vincent the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/ Vince in Lay Bay, and I'm really, really, really thankful for everybody who called. And oh, and in regards to the Hammy thing, my apologies to Hammurabi. I don't know. I was just in a really bad mood last night on Twitter. I'm sorry. I was in a really bad mood last night in real life. I don't know. I was just at a very stressful point, and I don't even know what set me off, but you were there, and I just went after you. I don't know why I did it, but I apologize for that. Like you said, I don't want to see you on Doxpin, nor do I want to see anybody on Doxpin, nor do I mean, no offense to Nakash. I think Nakash is a cool guy, to be honest. I actually missed his Twitter account. We used to have very, very cool DMs. But to be honest, I think Doxpin should be wiped clean. No offense. But whatever. It is what it is. And, I'm not interested in visiting that site. I don't visit that site. And... you know, I don't like the idea of a website dedicated. I mean, it's not the fact that there's people's personal information on there. I mean, obviously, you can find people's personal information anywhere on the internet if you have a credit card. But it's the fact that it sort of serves as a repository for information, docs, if you will, information on people. Either celebrities or people on the internet, a lot of people in the circles we run in on Twitter, pretty much anybody that they can get their hands on their on their own or via submission, they're going to throw on there. So you know you just got to deal with it. It sucks. Honestly, I think it sucks because I feel like I was a victim of it. I'm not saying somebody pulled my folks' information from Doxpin, but the potential it could have potentially have happened. Obviously, somebody could find information on anybody via other venues on the internet, but a lot of mentally challenged people don't know about those avenues, and so lucky for them, they've got a little repository that caters to them, that serves it to them on a silver platter, and I think that's unfair, actually. I think it's like giving an advantage to a weaker opponent, if you will. Like for example, if Hammy and I were really having a real fucking docs war or whatever, I don't even know if I want to get in it, going on this. I think you get my point. All right. Whatever. I just think it's unfair to give a stupid ass skitty that doesn't know his dick from his ass, a place where he can easily find out Hammurabi's information, Nigger Christ's information, Danny Dantalian's information, Schmoop's information, Vincent the Bay's information, Sicko's information. Oh, wait, a lot of those people aren't on Doxpin. That's odd. But you get my point. And it's not fair, I think, to the people that are on there, people that don't deserve to be harassed by skitties that don't know their dick from their ass. What bothers me is that I'm more just disappointed in Nakash, to be honest. I find him to be a charming, funny, intellectual person, and I think it's unfortunate that his claim to fame is running a website that caters to skitties, you know, that that posts people's information for encouraging malicious kids on the internet to fuck with people and their family. And I'm sorry, sue me, but I will draw the line at my family. That's just straight up. That's it. That's why I got pissed at Hammy, and that's why I had that knee jerk reaction and went at him like that, is because I felt some stress and it made me want to lash out, and that's not fucking cool. Like, if Hammy had spammed my chat room with my information, no big deal. I don't give a fuck. But when he starts messaging me screenshots of a list that he got off of some God knows what site he got off of, and he's got my names of my family members circled in red, saying there's more out there than what's on DocsBin, Vince. You don't want me to have to go there, just because I put his picture on my Avi, by the way. So, it wouldn't bother me so much if he just put, if we could just be tit for tat, but no, you have to go after the family. That's fucked up, man. Hammurabi, you've got two kids, as I understand. I would never, ever, ever even think of trying to harm your kids or try to intimidate your kids or intimidate you about your kids or you about anybody in your family, your mom, your dad. I don't give a fuck. And that crossed the line, and that's just not fucking cool. I'll quit the internet if that's how it's supposed to be. I understand a lot of fucking bullshit comes with the territory. If I want to do a podcast on the internet and let anybody, with a fucking asshole call in. But there's got to be chivalry. There has to be. People on the internet are too fucking smart not to fucking acknowledge that there should be a level of chivalry. And I challenge you. And that's why I sympathize with Barrett Brown. I don't give a fuck, man. If I was Barrett Brown and I was sober, forget about the internet shit. If I was just a dude that, went into chat rooms on the internet and somebody's suddenly like fucking threatening me and my family and shit, I'd go fucking nutsoid too. I did go nuts. So, that's where the fucking line is at, is fucking at family. Fucking with family, all right? And that's what touched me off last night. And I apologize to Hammy. We already have kissed and made up about this months ago, and I was stupid to do it last night. And we've already I think hashed it out, and we decided to have fun by doing a show tonight and just pretending like nothing happened. But yeah, I'm glad that he decided to acknowledge it. And there's my fucking acknowledgement. And so with that, I'm going to go to bed. I'm fucking tired, man. This show wore me out. I had a lot of fun, though. It was a great topic. We got some awesome callers. A lot of my shows have been really good. I don't care what that fucking asshole said who called in earlier. That guy I put Nigger Christ on first. And that's his first. He thinks that's my average caller, and he starts giving me shit about that. Fuck you! I don't even know who he is, but I got his number. I'll call him back sometime. But fuck you! This is the internet, dude. There's a guy called Nigger Christ who calls into my show. Welcome to the internet, dickweed. Fuck. God, people fucking piss me off. That's what it all comes down to. I'm sorry I directed it to Hammy last night, but people piss me off. God, I want to fucking rip people. I'm so good at containing it, too. I really am not a mad person. I am really not a pissed off person. I'm really mellow. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But I do have Italian blood that runs through me, and sometimes it runs hot, and every once in a while my temper just fucking, my lid just fucking blows. But at least I'm not like Tercoil, who's fucking mental 24/7, 365 days a year. Give me a break, dude. I'm fucking chill compared to some of these lunatics. Whatever. VITB out.
Thank you very nice.